Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spending a few minutes now with Jim Connolly, new head women's basketball coach at Division II Chestnut Hill. He is taking over for Mike West, who left to become an assistant at Hofstra, and Jim, a former assistant at Jefferson University. And first of all, congratulations on the opportunity to take over a program.
Thanks, Matt. I appreciate it. Thanks for having me on today.
Why was this the right job at the right time for you?
Oh, I just think, you know, I've been well prepared coaching with under Coach Shirley for the last 4 years and going to a great school in Chestnut Hill. It's a school that I know well from not only playing against them, but also coaching against them as they're one of our division rivals.
Talk a little bit about, you know, I know they had a little bit of a down year last year, but Mike West had done a nice job with the program. What are you inheriting here?
Yeah, I think it's a super young team right now. There's, you know, no seniors on the roster, only two juniors, and then, you know, six sophomores and four freshmen. So it's a young group, but I think, you know, there's talent there. And I saw that last year coaching against this team. So it's going to be a young group, and, you know, I'm looking forward to working with them this upcoming season.
You had a fantastic career at Jefferson playing for Herb McGee. Was coaching always on your radar?
Yes. Even before I got to college, you know, I just loved the game and loved being around it. So as far back as I can remember, you know, I always wanted to, you know, once my playing days were over, you know, try to stay around the game and get into coaching.
What has been your favorite part of coaching and learning to coach?
I'm learning. I was learning from two of the best coaches in the business, and Coach Shirley and playing for Coach McGee. And I think just, you know, seeing the way they've, you know, developed their programs over the last few decades and how successful they've been, you know, it's encouraging to, you know, to see that and, you know, and want to be able to go to your own program and start to, you know, take what you've learned and implement it into your own system.
For people that follow Chestnut Hill basketball, what can they expect? What are some of the things you're going to preach as you put your stamp on this program?
You know, I think we want to develop on the defensive side of the ball. One thing I already told the team is, you know, last year in the games that they won, they held opponents to an average of 61 points a game. And, you know, in the games that they lost, they were giving up on average about 81 points a game. So I think just, you know, looking at that, the difference between those two numbers is a great amount. So, you know, we just want to start to focus on the defensive side of the ball and see if we can't, you know, keep teams in the 60s every night. Because I think if you do that, you know, you're going to give yourself a chance to win even when you're not playing well offensively in every game.
And you mentioned, you know, being a division rival and all. How much does it kind of accelerate things that you really do have a working knowledge of these kids, having seen them up coached against them? I would guess that kind of helps move the ball along a little faster than maybe if you were coming in from an outside conference or something like that, no?
Right, because, I mean, a lot of the kids or a lot of these players we have now are local players who, you know, we watched in high school. Some of them we might have, you know, seen in AAU. So kind of feel like you already know the players and their style of play. So now it's kind of have a leg up when stepping in on the first day of practice because you've seen these players before.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.